I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. Yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques, and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer, so join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Oh, this is such an exciting time. Welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Such an exciting time. Okay, yeah, because we are in the midst of podcast editing and getting these podcasts up and ready for you to hear them. So by the time you are listening to this, most of the podcasts will be edited and completed and all together. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about preparation and the fact that, you know, the way that people see you out there is based on what you prepare. Now, one of my biggest challenges, something that I'm focused on working on, I think this is one of those areas of my life I think I'm just not improving fast enough on, but it's consistency, right? You know, CIA, consistent intentional action, being supremely consistent. And I see this happen in my life in a few places. And it's not until recently I started thinking about my own energy and energy consumption that I recognized how I can remain consistent, some of the things that I can do and put in place in my life to make sure that I can actually remain consistent. But this is not a podcast about consistency. This is a podcast about preparation. So when I was younger, I used to love going to see my grandmother. And when I knew that I had to go to grandma's house, like we were going to grandma's house on the weekend, I would not be able to sleep that entire week. I would be like, oh my God. I remember that feeling now as a child in bed just before I would go to grandma's house, like a few days before. I could hardly sleep the night before. I loved it. I loved my grandma. I called her a nanny. I love my nanny so much. And sometimes when I'm working on projects and I'm doing things, I get the same kind of excitement, like so much excitement in my heart and so much excitement that I can barely stand it. Like all I want to do is go out and shout from the mountaintops what I'm doing. So me being here now, knowing that I'm working on podcasts that are like being like podcasts that are canned and like in the future, me knowing that I'm working on them is like amazing, because and it excites me and thrills me so much, like so very much, so excited and so thrilled about those. Because why? I just feel I get so happy and excited about these things. I just want to throw them out and share them with the world all together at once. But you know what? If you do that, no one's going to appreciate the journey and the work that you've done. So while I'm here working on episodes and working on content and working on influencer kits and stuff that's prepared for the influencers that we do work with and the interviewees, which I absolutely love, I'm here thinking, this is the same thing with our business. And one of the reasons that we burn out as entrepreneurs is that we just want to leave it all on the table all at once rather than putting it all out, right? We leave it on the table, but when we do, then choosing how we go the route of distribution. And I think doing a podcast is a great way to think about energy distribution and content distribution all at the same time. So I wanted to share with you the approach that I take with this. So I first gave myself the goal to can my shows and to have shows canned at least 8 weeks in advance. And for this show, the goal right now is to have a minimum of 2 shows a week that are trickled out, right? At a minimum of 2 shows a week that are trickled out and go out. So 2 shows a week. Okay. So to be eight weeks ahead, that just means 16 shows. I have been recording like a crazy woman because I love this show so much. Getting interviews done and getting influencers inside of the show and doing a ton load of stuff that I have much more than 8 weeks of content here, which is thrilling. It's exciting. It's supremely thrilling. Like, it's supremely exciting. But it also makes me realize that, wow, as exciting as it is and excited as I feel, like, oh my God, yes, I totally want to be putting stuff out there and making sure it all appears, like, all at once. That's not the best approach. Imagine, right, if that's what Hollywood did. Imagine if Hollywood had their next big blockbuster, and instead of giving you trailers and promos, they just put the movie out all at once. No one would appreciate it. Like, no one would appreciate it. So, I'm taking this lesson to heart. I've got some phenomenal podcasts that are lined up. But I putting them all out at once is just not going to work. I am working according to the plan and according to the script. And what I want is longevity. I want longevity. Yeah. And I suppose it's the same in business too. To have the content that's going out there, trickling it out to the market so that the material is there and it is present and it is relevant. That's so much more important. Oh, goodness gracious me. It's probably going to be a short one today, but I'm thrilled because I'm preparing podcasts and I'm putting them together. I would say to you, if doing a podcast is of interest to you, I've actually been working with my editor to create a brand new, very simple product using all of the learning. And for, you know, I've actually... Listen, if you're interested, it's called Podcast, the Podcast Multiplier. I thought, God, you do really great work. Let's see what we can do around this. So it's called the Podcast Multiplier. And pretty much with the Podcast Multiplier, the approach that I take is that, yes, I do the work. And like if I'm doing interviews with individuals, I do those. Then I create what I call an influencer kit. And inside of the influencer kit, I put content bites. And a content bite is just... it has video clips or audio clips from the podcast so that influencers can use those. I also create promo material so that there are designs that the influencers can get all together in a little kit that each influencer gets, so they know exactly when their podcast is coming out, what they can expect, etc., etc. So that for me is super thrilling, like so exciting, because it also helps other people to promote themselves, right? And as a marketer, that's what we're here to do. We're here to create noise around a message in a market, right? Create noise. So if we're going to create noise around something, that's one of my favorite Stephen Larson quotes. You know, he always says that you want to be creating noise as a marketer, and you either go and create your own noise or you go find out where the noise is and then you go join that, right? Same thing with traffic, understanding that and getting into that. So, you know, I say all of these things to say I'm so thrilled about having this podcast and being able to share it with you, but I'm also thrilled about the power of preparation, that preparation and scheduling, and once upon a time I didn't have respect for these things. Scheduling and batch content creation will definitely save you. So if right now you are preparing some stuff, this is definitely something I want to improve on in other areas. Like even for social media content, I'm usually maybe about a week ahead right now. But I recognize that I'll prepare really great posts and sometimes I don't put them out because of what happens during the day. So that's another thing now to look at, that aspect of scheduling. And what I love about the entrepreneurial life is that you don't have to be all perfect at once. We make incremental improvements, and the incremental improvements that we make help us to make even greater improvements. I love this podcast for that, because I know I'm going to come back and listen to this. And we're like, oh my God, is that where I was? Listen to how much I have grown. Listen to how much better. Like when I get to episode 300, I'll come back to this, which is probably, you know, episode 30 or 31 or something. And I am going to be listening and saying, oh my goodness, look, that feels like it was 1,000 years ago. And listen to improvements. So guys, document your journey, because that's how you're going to see where you grow. That's how you're going to see who you have become. And also that's how you're going to, I suppose, appreciate the journey. I'm going back. I'm going to go back to editing podcasts, putting more podcasts into, you know, the release schedule and getting all of this stuff out. And once again, I can't say thank you enough. You're going to hear some great guests here. I love it. You're going to get some great insights here. Tell your friends about us to just come listen to Marketing Launch Radio. I'm Samantha Gooden, your host, and I just want to say thank you. I just absolutely want to say thank you. Okay, guys, see you soon.
If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand, but isn't quite sure how to take the next step. Or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.